Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey there, Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School, and welcome to our first Throwback Thursday episode of 2023. That's right, it's a brand new year, episode 2196. We're almost at 2,200 episodes, which is also pretty amazing. Been making this podcast every single day without exception since January 1, 2017. And in this segment, Throwback Thursday, we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week, which was also last year, crazy how that works, last week we heard from an online plant seller who has sold thousands of succulents. Today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from a freelance commercial animator who works on TV shows and other projects worldwide. She actually started as a corporate animator and decided to make the switch to be full-time freelance. But of course, she did that as a bit of a transition with a side hustle and so on. Let's hear a bit more about that from her. Her name is Nicole. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. Hey, by the way, thanks for tuning in today. I'm glad you're out there.
Hi, everyone. This is Nicole here to share my story. As I sit at my desk staring at the stack of unfinished projects in front of me, I'm reflecting on the past 2 years as a freelance commercial animator. It's been a wild ride full of ups and downs, but overall, I wouldn't have it any other way. When I first decided to go freelance, I was a little nervous. I had always worked for a company with a steady paycheck and benefits, and the idea of being completely on my own was intimidating. But I had also dreamed of being my own boss and having the freedom to take on projects that I was truly passionate about. So I took the plunge, starting as a side hustle, of course. I won't lie, the first few months were tough. I spent a lot of time trying to get my name out there, and it felt like I was constantly sending out proposals and following up with potential clients. But slowly but surely, things started to pick up. I landed my first project on retainer, and the money started rolling in. It was a huge relief and a huge boost to my confidence. Within a year, I was able to go full-time. One of the biggest lessons I've learned over the past 2 years is the importance of time management. As a freelancer, you have to be your own boss and make sure you're staying on track with your deadlines. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and lose sight of the big picture, so I've had to learn how to balance my work and personal life and make sure I'm not burning myself out. Despite the challenges, being a freelance animator has been an incredibly rewarding experience. I've had the opportunity to work on some amazing projects with some incredibly talented people, and I've been able to see my work on television and in commercials all over the world. That's definitely been the highlight of my career so far. If someone else wanted to start a business like mine, I would tell them to be prepared for a lot of hard work and dedication. It's not easy being your own boss, but the rewards are worth it. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, network, and hustle to get your name out there. And most importantly, you have to be passionate about what you do. If you're truly passionate about your craft, it will show in your work, and that's what will set you apart from the competition. Thanks for giving me the chance to reminisce. I wish everyone the best of success in the new year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nicole. Really appreciate you sharing those updates. And good work going from employee to self-employed. It's always a challenge, but so many of our listeners have found that it's worth it. And of course, others find a way to just keep the side hustle while they're also doing their job. So lots of different options out there. That's why we try to provide different case studies and models. People can figure out what's best for them. Listeners, let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update for us, sidehustleschool.com/questions. If you're new, remember that the podcast comes out every single day, 7 days a week. You can always subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's always completely free. That's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.